First, let's get a quick snapshot of the New Hampshire economy.
We're tied for the lowest unemployment rate in the country. Personal income's growing. We've added about 30,000 jobs.
This is Russ Tebow, an economist with the Laconia-based firm Applied Economic Research.
Economic indicators are up, so really we've done quite well. The state's economy has done quite well.
Tebow says there are a couple of reasons for New Hampshire's economic strength during the past few years. For starters, there's a good mix of jobs. Healthcare, education, manufacturing, and hospitality. All our eggs aren't in, say, a steel or energy basket. And B, we are little fish in the much bigger ocean that is the national economy. A national economy that's been doing relatively well.
It's a case of a rising tide lifting all ships, including New Hampshire.
And so, with lots of good data to throw around, it's no surprise that Governor Maggie Hassan, who sat in the corner office for the past 4 years, is making economic issues a centerpiece of her campaign for Senate.
As you know, in my first term, I doubled and made permanent with the legislature our R&D tax credit. My economic plan calls for small business tax cuts and expanding the federal R&D tax credit as well.
Those research and development tax credits are just one of a number of business-friendly policies Hassan regularly brings up on the trail. She's also running TV ads, boasting of her handling of the state budget.
Maggie Hassan's approach to innovation and business development.
Controlling spending, smart investments in education.
And Hassan's balanced budget was a bipartisan compromise the Telegraph said worked.
It doesn't work.
That's State Senate President Chuck Morse.
You can't veto it and then come back and take credit for it. It was a veto override in September. That's what it was.
Morse, a Republican from Salem, helped craft the state's two-year spending plan. When it landed on her desk, Hassan vetoed it, complaining about the cuts to business taxes. 3 months later, she signed off on a little-changed budget. So Morse is not too keen on her now trying to take credit.
If that's what she's going to run on, she's wrong. And I certainly have taken the time to point that out to the public because she didn't support this budget, and she certainly didn't implement it properly.
Hassan's opponent, Republican incumbent Kelly Ayotte, also brings up that veto during debates. Another challenge to Hassan's economic record is that while the state overall has been performing well, there are still regions that haven't bounced back.
The data suggests that a lot of, so let's take a look at jobs. A lot of the jobs that have been created over the last couple of years really in the southern tier.
Greg Bird is an economist with the nonpartisan New Hampshire Center for Public Policy Studies. He says the North Country in particular hasn't seen much of an economic rebound during the past few years. Then there are complaints from some areas of the business community that New Hampshire isn't drawing in enough workers to fill both high-skill and low-skill jobs. The unemployment rate is so low, 2.9%, there's actually a growing labor shortage, which drives up costs and can stifle growth. So should Hassan take the blame for that? Should she get credit for hot areas of the state's economy? Can a single politician really be at the center of all the transactions, the buying and selling, the hiring and firing that make up our economy? Nah.
In the end, governors probably get too much credit during the good years and probably too much blame during the down years.
There are just too many forces, says Bird, to pin it all on a single elected official. Economist Russ Tebow says the backslapping over this economic recovery should actually be shared.
We've had good governance in New Hampshire, from the governor's office, the legislature, the executive council, by and large. And that's enabled the state to fully participate in the national economic recovery.
So all those politicians can be expected to brag a little on this topic. It will be up to voters to determine who, in the end, gets the credit. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.